For the last several months, the city of Fayetteville has been considering the purpose of Highway 71B and what it might look like in the coming years. The overall design concepts were unveiled last night. They outline ideas and propose principles that could be used to guide future development along the corridor. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek went to take a look.
The design concepts for Highway 71B that were on display last night focus on two stretches of the corridor. One is College Avenue from North Street all the way up to city limits near Lake Fayetteville. The other is Archibald Yell Boulevard and School Avenue from Rock Street south to Cato Springs Road.
We started with wanting to do economic development. We wanted to attract more investment in the corridor.
That's Garner Stoll, the Development Services Director for the City of Fayetteville. Stoll says another priority they identified after getting feedback from surveys, focus groups, and a 26-member steering committee is creating a safe space for all modes of transportation.
That means cars, walking, bicycling, and transit. We're looking forward to improving the regional transit system, and this is the corridor that probably will be involved.
Stoll says aesthetic improvements that create a sense of place are part of the plan as well. The design concepts include a lot of trees and green boulevards. But he adds much of the goals hinge on one thing in particular.
What drives retail and personal service expansion? Proximity to residential development. You either bring it down from up north, or you bring it in from the neighborhoods in Fayetteville, or even better, you get residential development on the corridor or immediately adjacent.
The design concepts also include suggestions for where that kind of future development could exist. Marty Schuchert with RDG Planning and Design, the consultants who were hired to draw up the plan, says they've been rethinking where housing does and doesn't belong.
You know, we think about these long corridors as being strictly commercial and not necessarily being living places, but a big component of where we're trying to go conceptually, and this is a very long-term process, is introducing neighborhood and residential character into the fabric of a commercial district.
Schuchert says they've coined the term corridor urbanism to guide their reimagining of 71B. The idea combines the corridor's current function as a regional highway that's primarily used by vehicles with the potential for high-density, mixed-use development that gives equal weight to people and other modes of transportation.
So what we've tried to do over these months together is to merge those two ideas, to create an urbanism that borrows from new urbanism in terms of its overall kind of guiding patterns of walkability, of orientation, of public life, and yet works from ultimately from a feasibility point of view, but also accepts the role of this corridor in the transportation network of the city.
And Schuchert adds none of these ideas are meant to replace the businesses that already exist along the corridor.
Bowling alleys and miniature golf courses and iconic restaurants and so forth all have significant value, and the development should work around those rather than in place of them.
That's why Schuchert says they've identified underused parking lots and vacant sites as areas of opportunity. But any new development will ultimately have to be driven by market forces.
So the stuff that you see around that looks like redevelopment plans isn't intended to be that, but rather it's an illustration of principles.
Those principles, Schuchert says, can be used to encourage construction that's consistent with the future economic growth and character of the corridor. Aside from a greater mix of land use, the proposal also creates more intersections and crosswalks to create a web of streets and alternative routes. Not only would that expand access to businesses along the corridor, but Schuchert says it would also break up long stretches of undifferentiated road.
People told us over and over again that one of the key problems along this corridor was a lack of being able to orient yourself to it, of being able to tell where you're at.
While much of the future commercial and residential development along 71B will be driven by private investment, Fayetteville City Planner Harry Davis says the city can make the first move by making infrastructure changes, like building sidewalks along the length of College Avenue.
With a little bit of investment, at least sort of on the first go, we do see some of the incremental change coming in through market forces. Or at least that's kind of that's a going idea at the moment.
And Davis says while all the investments will be incremental and many will take years, the upcoming bond project selection is an opportunity to get started.
At the moment, the 71B plan is going to be very important to how Fayetteville is going to function in the future. It might be 30 years in the future, but we can at least hope pretty soon as part of the bond plan that we can make some infrastructure changes that are going to be, you know, hopefully improve the experience of people along College.
Fayetteville City Engineer Chris Brown says part of the nearly $74 million street improvement projects package in the bond would be set aside for Highway 71B.
We knew that College Avenue was a priority and a focus. And as we were going into developing the draft list of bond projects, College Avenue was the study was coming through, and so we were wanting to at least get a placeholder in there. So basically that's what we've done at this point is there's a $10 million item in the bond program for College Avenue improvements.
Brown says they've also earmarked funding for projects along Archibald Yell, as well as intersection improvements at North Street, Millsap Road, and Rolling Hills Drive.
We have some specific projects, and then we also have those placeholder projects that really will be looking to our steering committee and to the public to say, here's what we think the priority should be.
Brown says normally a corridor plan and a bond issue don't come together just months apart.
Many times we have these plans and we have to wait until development occurs or other things. So it's really exciting to have a planning project that they can then go into a construction project. That doesn't always happen.
The special election on the bond issue will be held on April 9th. Early voting will start April 2nd. The consultants on the 71B plan will come back in May with cost estimates for projects that can be done in the short term. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Several residents turned out for the meeting to offer their thoughts. One of them was Emily Lawson. She's the owner of Pink House Alchemy, which will be setting up shop at the corner of College Avenue and North Street.
What we're working on for the building we're currently in is doing, retail mixed-use, small-scale manufacturing. So we'll be doing our manufacturing in the back part of the building and have retail space and, you know, some sort of cocktail, coffee, restaurant experience, mixed use in the front.
Lawson's business is located at the junction of where the city of Fayetteville made improvements to College Avenue over the last few years and where it intends to continue making improvements using the plans proposed last night.
I'm kind of experiencing what the city's proposal of being this, you know, vehicle-driven corridor and also facilitate pedestrians and the walkability, and I'm experiencing what that looks like, which is, you know, not super safe for either one.
Lawson says she'd like to see traffic slowed down and thinks the city should test out the ideas it proposed last night on the Midtown stretch of College Avenue between downtown and North Street.
I'm looking for answers about operations, about the speed of traffic. I'm looking for answers about how to incorporate these human bodies in with the cars, and I'm not seeing that, and especially in the Midtown area, which is an example of what they plan to do with the rest of it. So I'm hoping that my feedback will inform, you know, how they are kind of approaching this mixed use.
Emily Lawson speaking last night as plans were revealed for a possible future for Highway 71B in Fayetteville. This is a Wednesday edition of Ozarks at Large.